T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We talk now with the voice of the Florida State Seminoles, voice of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers as well, Gene Deckerhoff, joining us here on Hurricanes Game Day. Gene, how are you?
Doing great, getting ready for the annual showdown between Florida State and Miami. And it was postponed for a month because of a real hurricane, you know, so it's time for the Noles and Canes to put toe to the leather and get this thing going.
Gene, I know that the rivalry has been very lopsided in Florida State's direction over the last 7 years, but when you talk with Jimbo Fisher and the players, do you get the sense that the rivalry really means something to these guys? What do you think it means to Florida State's players?
Well, I know this, that there are bragging rights on the line. It doesn't matter if one team's won 7 in a row or not. This game is very important to the players. I know it's important to the fans. And, particularly the South Florida guys on the Florida State team. And, you know, we always have a bunch, just like Miami has a bunch. And, this is an important game. It doesn't matter which team's won 6 or 7 in a row, you know?
Gene, tell us what you've seen from freshman quarterback James Blackman so far, because, you know, it seems to me that the offensive line has been the bigger issue there. I know people point to a true freshman quarterback, but it's looked to me like the blocking has been the bigger problem.
Well, James has a tremendous arm. He's tremendous talent. Jimbo Fisher says he's almost like Jameson, that he's a sponge. He wants to learn. He wants to be coached. And you can't ask for any more out of a kid. And, you know, he's 18 years old. He'll be 19 November the 14th, but he's ready to play football. I mean, he takes a licking and keeps on ticking, as the old watch commercial used to say. He's been knocked down many times in the last 2 ballgames. He's 1-1 as a starter. Let's see if he can, this is a litmus test for a young quarterback. A rivalry game, a big rival like Miami. Can you beat these guys? If you do, I mean, good God, then you got to win the next week, you know. But let's see how James Black, his receivers have to help him out. Auden Tate has had a phenomenal start to the season. We lose him in the North Carolina State game early in the third quarter. I still think if Auden Tate does not get hurt in that ballgame, Florida State beats North Carolina State. It'll be a battle of ranked teams going into this Saturday showdown with Miami. But that's the way it goes. So Auden Tate, if his shoulder's healthy, he's a big plus for a young quarterback because he catches everything thrown his way.
Gene, tell us who's really stood out to you from Florida State's defense. Of course, Miami's coaching staff, Mark Richt and company, have a lot of respect for that vaunted Florida State D.
Well, as far as standing out, one thing for certain, Derwin James, but Derwin plays so many different positions that sometimes he may be out of position. Derek Nottie wears number 91, defensive tackle. And Tim Jernigan, he reminds me an awful lot of Tim. Tim was a second-round draft pick, still playing in the National Football League. But Derek Nottie, he's a guy that could have gone pro last year. His family wanted him to graduate. He's back, and he's second on the team at tackle. It's very unusual for a defensive tackle to be second on the team. He's at 19 tackles, and Matthew Thomas has 20. So, and we know how good Matthew Thomas is. But Matthew Thomas stands out. He's everything that everybody thought he could be. He's a South Florida kid. And Derek Nottie, Matthew Thomas in the secondary. I'll tell you this, Tavares McFadden, All-American last year, led the nation in interceptions. But this year I see a more physical Tavares McFadden. You know, the guy wearing number 4 certainly hurt the Hurricanes a lot in the last 3 years. I'm talking about Dalvin Cook. But Tavares McFadden wears number 4 on the defensive side of the football. So those are the 3, I would say. Derek Nottie at his defensive tackle, Matthew Thomas at linebacker, and then Tavares McFadden and Derwin James. Those 4 stand out. This defense is very good. It's a surprise to me that NC State was able to score the points they did. It's a little disappointing that Wake Forest was able to move the ball the way they did. Let's see if that defense has gotten stouter and better as we get ready to play an arch rival game.
We are talking with the voice of the Florida State Seminoles, Gene Deckerhoff, does a fantastic job. Gene, what have you seen so far from the Miami Hurricanes?
Well, what I've seen from the Miami Hurricanes is exactly what I had. You know, there's an old saying, it's amazing how things change, but they stay the same. When I look at video, I watched the second half of the Duke-Miami game, and it just looked like the Miami teams that Florida State's been playing since I've been broadcasting the games, going back to 1979. It's just amazing. Good quarterback play, speedy wide receivers that can run great routes and get open. And Mark Walton, I mean, good golly, look at all the great running backs that have come through the U. He's right up there with him. Mark Walton, he's a tough out. Leads the Atlantic Coast Conference in rushing. If you have a good running attack, it puts an awful lot of pressure on opposing defense. And you know, that's Alabama, Florida State, Alabama. Alabama had they got five-star running backs, so they just throw one at you, and then the next one comes at you, then the next one comes at you. And Florida State held its own in that first game in the first half, but things got away because of field position in the second half. If Florida State doesn't turn the ball over, we have a chance to beat Alabama. We turned it over. We had a blocked punt. We had a missed field, a blocked field goal. Those are the things that get you beat when you play the number one team in the country. So if Florida State just takes care of us in it, we're going to have another classic football game. Well, it's the 60-second meeting. Noles have a chance to tie the series. I guess everybody in Miami knows that litany. And 31-30 is the series record. Miami has the lead. Florida State has never won 8 in a row, got a chance to do that. There's just so many things going on. We had to wait a month to get this thing going. I wish we'd have played back on September the 9th.
Me too.
You know, this past week we had that storm come up in the Gulf. We were saying, "Oh, we're going to do. We don't need another hurricane coming up here." And so I think the weather's going to be good. We're going to get the game underway at 3:30. It's not prime time, and game day is not there, but it's Florida State Miami. It's just as big a ball game as there is year in and year out.
He is the voice of the Florida State Seminoles, Gene Deckerhoff. Gene, enjoy the call. I hope it's a well played game. I can say that.
Yeah, it they always are. It's a unique football game. We play Florida at the end of the season. That's where that one fits in. But the litmus test year in and year out, how good are you? Well, did you beat Miami?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.